Here's a little something for you. Executive Order 2020-147. That was a lot of executive orders ago. We're at like 167 or something now from Governor Whitmer. I lose track. But it was Executive Order 147 that required the use of masks across the state. Now, on that day, there were 387 cases, 387 new cases on that day. And ever since then, there have been more cases. That was July 13th. Yeah, on July 13th, there were less cases, new cases, than there have been every single day since. I guess masks really work. That's why we need checks and balances. It's why we need the legislature to do its job. Yesterday, a bill getting vetoed. I congratulate the Republicans on putting out protection for frontline heroes, but it was rejected, vetoed by the governor. And if we can't get accountability through the courts because they've put everything off until September, well, then people had to put it into their own hands. Ron Armstrong joining me, co-founder of Stand Up Michigan and the state county chair of the Unlock Michigan effort. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. So Stand Up Michigan, a petition drive, correct? Tell the folks what it is. For anybody that doesn't know, explain what it is.
Well, first of all, Stand Up Michigan is the organization. It is the grassroots group of people that is actually originally started back in early April as Michiganders Against Excessive Quarantine. And one of our goals always was to repeal the 1945 initiative. We knew that this was something that she was going to use eventually, and little did we know how far she was going to take it. So Unlock Michigan is actually the campaign, and our legislation is simply one sentence long. And so those that say they don't know what they're signing or whatever, here it is, an initiation of legislation to repeal the emergency powers of Governor Act 1945, PA 302. That's it. That's all there is to the petition initiative. If we get rid of this 1945 law, regardless of who the governor is, we will replace that then with the 76 law, which is what was originally used. But as you know, in late April, the legislature said no more. We're not going to allow you to continue with these executive orders. We don't believe an emergency exists in the way that you started this. And so, therefore, she said, that's fine. I don't need you. I'll go back to 1945 law, 75-year-old law, that had no time limit. And that's what she's been leaning on for all these executive orders.
Do you think it's legal what she's doing?
Well, I guess it's legal as long as this 1945 law is, until the courts say differently. I honestly believe that a precedent usually is that when you have a new law, 1976 specifically mentions pandemics. It has a limited time frame. It is supposed to be done by area, and it's supposed to have certain basically parameters. And also after the 28 days, which is where we started with this, it needs the legislator to basically agree and go forward or have legislation to move forward. And I believe that it's not just the 1945 law or just what she's done. It is the executive orders that has stepped on all of our constitutional rights and freedoms that have happened during the process.
I agree with all of that. So the whole effort is to repeal the 1945 law, Unlock Michigan, with a petition drive. Now, this is not headed to the ballot on November 3rd, right? This is headed to the legislature if you get the signatures. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. This is a literally a citizen's petition initiative. And when we say that, it's very interesting. We told the people who are running the Unlock Michigan part of this from the legal standpoint that we as citizens could do this, that our group of people would rise up and would actually offer to volunteer to circulate, not in small numbers trying to get big amounts of signatures, but individually. And we have, for the first time in state's history, literally had over 50,000 Michiganders who filled out information, gave us their email, their phone numbers, their information to be mailed directly to their homes, or petition sheets that they could have filled out with their family, their coworkers, the people in their neighborhood or area, in order to help us get this done quickly and efficiently. Because if indeed, when I should say, we get these signatures, it does, once they're verified, it is just a simple vote of the legislature and it is veto proof. The law is gone and so are the executive orders that go with it.
So how long will it take? First of all, how many signatures do you need verified?
346 or so thousand to be verified. Our goal always along, we started out saying 425, but our goal is 500,000 signatures so that we are so overwhelming in numbers that we don't have to worry about the numbers being an issue. We
and
know
when
the
is
Secretary
the deadline?
Of State's going to drag their feet as much as possible. So our goal is to get 500,000 signatures.
And the deadline for that is when?
Well, the deadline is actually was 180 days. We're not taking anywhere near that long. We are going to get this done in the record time for any citizens petition initiative in the state of Michigan. We passed 100,000 a week ago, and that was the quickest ever in state history. The numbers are absolutely booming, and I don't care where you live, what county in the 83 counties, you will see someone in your county setting up in their yard, in their park, whatever it is, all across the state of Michigan every day, and especially on weekends, getting signatures. It is a massive army of citizens.
So what do you think? You get the 500,000. What's your target date?
Well, you know, I believe our target date is September, believe it or not. We're really believing that we can get this done by next month.
Then my question, and I've only got a little bit of time here. Ron Armstrong, co-founder of Stand Up Michigan, pushing the Unlock Michigan Citizens Petition Initiative. 500,000 signatures is the goal by sometime in September next month. Then what's the process? How long does it take to verify signatures? How long? Because if Election Day goes, you know, right, can you get it done before the new legislature would be sworn in on January 1st?
That's our goal, yes, and we believe that we can. We believe that if we overwhelm them with signatures that are quality, which we have people involved that will look at those, we believe that we will force through the courts if necessary to get the Secretary of State to verify. And if it has to be voted on after November 3rd, it can be voted on in the lame duck. We also plan on keeping the House Republican, and if that happens, then it's a moot point, and we want to get this done as soon as possible. We certainly hope that the legislator will step in the meantime and help out our individuals and our businesses that are struggling and crumbling every day with this.
And so, all right, and so then the question is this: how do people find the signatures? How do they find the petitions, put their name on the list if they're so inclined? How do they find you to get involved, if you will?
Yes, go to unlockmichigan.com. You can go there and see all the information about it, a video by Carl the Barber. You can also go to standupmichigan.com. And under Stand Up Michigan, you can join our Facebook page, which has over 100,000 followers. You can also join our Facebook group specific for this. It's called Stand Up Michigan to Unlock Michigan. Answer the one question, you're automatically in the group that has over 63,000 members currently. You can stay in touch. You can click on a button and order petitions for yourself at either one of those sites. And they can be delivered, or you can click on events and be able to find a place close to you to be able to sign.
Ron Armstrong, greatly appreciate it. Tip my hat to you. Grassroots politics, all politics is local. And this is local to Michigan. It's the Unlock Michigan effort. Ron Armstrong, the co-founder of Stand Up Michigan, unlockmichigan.com. Go find it. Get it done. Ron, keep up the good work and come back with an update sometime soon, would you please?
Thank you. We absolutely will. We appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
There you have it. Ron Armstrong, everybody, on the program. You're in the no panic zone. Don't panic. Just sign the petition. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Helping those who need it most, while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, We'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.